Hi, Vicki. What's on your mind, ma'am?
I am wondering if you would have any information about in-home water purification or water filtration systems. I live right here in Federal Way, Washington, and I have checked with the EWG, and it says that I have 9 contaminants that are detected above health guidelines. So I tried to sort of research it myself, but it's confusing. Do I need reverse osmosis? Do I need a carbon filter? I don't really understand all that.
Yeah, and that's not something I'm expert on, ma'am, either. But if any one of them tells you they remove the fluoride, run away. Because I don't know of a system that removes fluoride. I just wish they wouldn't put it in the water in the first place, but that's another
story.
Right.
So, okay, well, maybe I should just do a little more research then.
And one other thing that I'll bring up with you, ma'am, and that is that vitamin C is nature's detoxifier. And you probably know this, but if you don't, here we go. And that is, with the exception of people and apes and monkeys and guinea pigs, which is why they're such good guinea pigs, and just a couple 3 other species, all the other animals there are out there, elephants, cows, giraffes, dogs, cats, whatever they may be, when their bodies get a toxin in them, their livers start making more vitamin C. You see, all those animals, their own livers can make vitamin C, and we humans, we happen to be mutants. Namely, our bodies can make the first 3 steps in vitamin C, but the DNA has been proven to be missing that makes the 4th step. Usually it's glucose, step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, bingo, vitamin C, and that's what happens in all the animals. But in people, that 4th step is missing. We can't make vitamin C. Now, if you give any animal any toxin you find in your water, doesn't matter what it is, or a carcinogen or a virus or whatever it is, their livers just go into overdrive, making much more vitamin C internally. It doesn't give them loose bowels or the runs or anything because it gets into their bloodstream. And they detoxify that thing much, much faster than people can who can't make their own internal vitamin C, ma'am. So one of the things you can do while you're researching those water systems, and I'm sorry I'm not an expert on them, is to find how much vitamin C that your insides will put up with. That's not as much as it would be if your own liver was making it, didn't have this DNA defect, but even so, it's much more than what we usually take every day. Many people tell me, and by the way, this concept was invented by Linus Pauling. It's certainly not original with me. And he just said, you take some vitamin C with each meal, and you keep increasing it, 1 gram, 2 grams, 3 grams with each meal, up to 4 or 5. And when you finally notice, and you will, oh, gee, I'm getting a little gassy here and maybe a little bit of loose bowels, and if this keeps up, I'm going to be socially unacceptable. Then he says, you back off and you stay at that quantity, and that gives you much better detox than if you don't do it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I will do that while I'm researching.
There you go, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry I couldn't be more helpful.